Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Husband Coach Childbirth, 5th edition. The Bradley Method of Natural Childbirth is a non-fiction pregnancy and childbirth guide that explains the Bradley Method, a natural childbirth system developed by Robert A. Bradley and later updated for modern readers. The book's purpose is practical rather than theoretical. It teaches expectant couples how to prepare for labor, how to support a drug-free birth when possible, and how to understand the body's natural role in childbirth. At the center of the method is the idea that childbirth is usually a normal physiological process, not automatically a medical problem, and that informed preparation can reduce fear and dependence on intervention. The 5th edition continues that tradition by combining labor education, relaxation training, breathing strategies, nutrition advice, exercise, and partner coaching. It is especially known for assigning an active support role to the husband or birth coach, making it distinct from many childbirth books that focus mainly on the mother alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childbirth as a natural process that can be approached with education instead of fear. A defining idea of the book is that childbirth should be understood primarily as a natural bodily process, rather than presenting labor as something that must be controlled medically from the outset. The Bradley Method encourages couples to prepare so the body can work efficiently on its own. This matters because fear often increases tension, and tension can make labor harder to manage. The book therefore treats knowledge as a practical tool. When parents understand what labor is doing, they can respond more calmly and make better decisions. This approach does not deny that complications can happen, but it does assume that many births can progress normally when women are well prepared and supported. That perspective gives the book its distinctive tone. It is not a general advice manual or a hospital-focused obstetrics guide. It is a structured argument for trusting physiology, reducing unnecessary anxiety, and making childbirth more intentional through preparation, rather than reacting only after labor begins. Secondly, the husband or coach as an active part of labor support. One of the most recognizable features of the Bradley Method is the central role given to the husband or partner as labor coach. The book treats childbirth as a team process in which the mother is not expected to manage pain and stress entirely alone. Instead, the coach is taught to provide continuous reassurance, help maintain focus, and support relaxation and breathing during labor. This is more than a symbolic role. In the Bradley framework, the coach helps preserve the calm environment the mother needs to work with contractions rather than resist them. That emphasis also reflects the book's larger philosophy. Childbirth preparation is not only about physical readiness, but also about relational support and shared responsibility. The method is especially appealing to couples who want fathers or partners to be actively involved rather than passive observers. At the same time, the book's strong coaching model can feel demanding because it assumes preparation, participation, and commitment from both people. That makes the book unusually partnership-centered within the childbirth genre. Thirdly, relaxation, deep breathing, and controlled labor pain management. The book devotes major attention to non-drug methods of coping with labor, especially relaxation and deep breathing. In the Bradley Method, pain management is not framed as distraction or as pushing through discomfort by willpower alone. Instead, the goal is to reduce tension, stay physically relaxed, and let the body do the work of labor as efficiently as possible. Deep breathing is presented as a practical skill that helps the mother remain centered and prevents panic from taking over. This approach reflects the method's broader view that fear, stress, and muscular tightening can interfere with birth. The book's pain management model is therefore preventative as much as responsive. It prepares couples before labor so that these techniques are available when contractions intensify. This differs from childbirth approaches that rely more heavily on coping through distraction, medication, or hospital-based pain relief. The Bradley Method is much more committed to drug-free labor, which is one of its major strengths for readers who want a natural birth plan, but also one of its limits for readers who want a more flexible approach to medication and intervention. Fourthly, prenatal conditioning through nutrition, exercise, and labor education. Another major component of the book is the idea that preparation during pregnancy shapes the birth experience. The Bradley Method places strong emphasis on prenatal nutrition, regular exercise, and learning the stages of labor before the due date. These are not presented as side recommendations. They are part of the method itself. Good nutrition is linked to the mother's health and the baby's development, while exercise is treated as a way to condition the body for the physical work of birth. Labor education then connects those physical habits to practical understanding. Couples learn what first stage and second stage labor involve, how labor typically progresses, and how to respond when the mother's body changes. The result is a comprehensive preparation model rather than a last-minute birth plan. This aspect of the book makes it useful not only as a childbirth philosophy, but also as a structured course of study. It helps readers see childbirth preparation as cumulative, where daily habits, bodily awareness, and knowledge of labor all work together to support a smoother birth process. Lastly, a strong preference for natural birth with preparation for possible interventions. The Bradley method is strongly committed to avoiding unnecessary medical intervention, including pain medication and cesarean delivery when they are not medically needed. That preference is one reason the book has remained distinctive and influential. It presents natural birth as the ideal outcome because it aligns with the body's intended process and often promotes a sense of control and empowerment for parents. However, the book and the method are not entirely rigid. They also prepare couples for the possibility that complications may require intervention, including cesarean birth. This balance is important because it prevents the method from being purely ideological. The book does not simply reject medicine. It encourages informed decision-making and readiness for unexpected situations. That combination makes it more practical than a simple anti-medical argument, while still preserving a clearly natural childbirth orientation. Readers who value autonomy, careful preparation, and a birth plan centered on minimal intervention are most likely to appreciate this framework. Readers seeking a more medically neutral or hospital-integrated approach may find its preferences stronger than their own. In conclusion, this book is best suited for expectant couples who want a structured, drug-free approach to childbirth and are willing to prepare for it in advance. It is particularly valuable for readers who want the partner, especially the husband, to play an active coaching role rather than remaining peripheral during labor. The practical benefits are straightforward. It explains labor stages, relaxation methods, breathing strategies, nutrition, exercise, and postpartum basics such as breastfeeding and newborn care. Intellectually, it also offers a clear example of a childbirth philosophy built around trust in physiology, education, and team support. What makes it stand out from many other childbirth books is its consistency. It is not merely supportive of natural birth in general. It builds an entire system around it and gives the coach a defined place within that system. At the same time, it remains useful for readers who want to understand natural childbirth as a disciplined preparation process rather than a vague preference. For couples considering Bradley classes or comparing childbirth methods, the book serves as one of the most recognizable and influential introductions to partner-coached natural birth. If you would like to support Robert A. Bradley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.